Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
One hump or two? Good morning and welcome. It is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. I guess we'd be two humps if we're each a hump.
Yeah.
So we wish everybody a very happy hump day, Trump day, baby. Top stories, government? Let's check. Still closed.
Are you sure?
Closed for business, it says right there on the sign. But the National Guard's busy. They arrived in Illinois recently. The Chicago people in power, not really all that excited about it, I guess. Now, people that live there, they're going to be happy. Crime rate's going down. You're getting rid of illegal aliens that are either taking jobs or, you know, maybe killing or raping, stuff like that.
Yes, he might not get killed this next weekend to be part of our next week's numbers.
Yeah.
And that's a plus.
And we've got those numbers. And, you know, we're tracking murders in Chicago. But more importantly for us, we're tracking Tropical Storm Jerry. Jerry, thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union, here's the latest dealio on Jerry. 50-mile-an-hour sustained winds, Tropical Storm Jerry. Yeah, this happened, I told you it was probably going to happen late yesterday, and it did. And it's moving west-northwest at 23 miles an hour, so at a pretty good clip. And doesn't appear like it, you know, the spaghetti models don't have it really coming to Florida for the most part. But we have to keep an eye on it anyway, because it's what we do, and it's how we roll. All right, so you got that going on. Hey,
yes.
If I told you I had a positive Florida man story, what would you say?
Fake news.
You'd be right, because it's a Florida dog story.
Oh. But is it a good dog story? Like, ooh, good dog, you know, that kind of thing?
That's exactly right, sir.
Really? Okay, what you got?
A dedicated dog stubbornly refused to follow officers who tried to lead him back home until they followed him to his owner's missing elderly mother, who collapsed during a late-night walk. A deputy with Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office responded to the call on September 25th, reporting a missing senior in Destin. One frantic man was waiting at his doorstep as he explained his 86-year-old wife hadn't returned from a walk with their adult child's dog. She just takes that dog, and she never takes more than 10 or 15 minutes. It's almost an hour now. So, yeah, there's a reason to be very concerned. Deputy Devin Miller previously rescued a cat from a drainage ditch. I guess that's the deputy they send out for all animal-related issues.
He must.
Right?
He gets the straw for sure.
Soon located the loose pup, Eeyore. 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 And that's how you have to call for him, apparently.
Oh, man.
And he was stubborn. He didn't listen.
It's true.
Just like Eeyore.
Yep.
Wandering down the street, she pulled over, greeted the anxious dog, who was quick to lap up her kisses. Where's your mama? Show me where your mama is. Eeyore pivoted and started to lead Miller into the depths of a pitch-black neighborhood while still on leash. Miller located the elderly woman lying on the sidewalk moments later. The woman isn't shown in the footage, but Miller describes her as being alert and conscious, but with possible injury. Eeyore wouldn't leave. He kept coming back to me. He ran to my car, and I said, "Bring me to mommy." Good boy. Very good boy.
See? Good boy story.
Yep. And I'm not even his owner. I'm his grandmother. "No, you're such a good boy," the woman praised. And yes, the dog was rewarded with treats.
Yep.
And smooches. And that's a good story.
You can actually look it up. It's they caught it on body cam, too. So kind of it's almost like Lassie. You know, Lassie, you say Billy, Jimmy's, Timmy, whoever is in the well again, you know. And
In the well again.
The dog.
Why don't they just go straight to the well? They know that's where Timmy is.
Every time.
Seems like it.
Every time.
Anyway.
What a klutz.
All right.
He's probably up on a ladder somewhere. Oh, wait, no, that's Ron.
Did I mention that the government still closed?
I think you might have said that, yeah, they are still closed.
Yeah, it's kind of a theme. It's an ongoing theme for a while, anyway. Hey, what's old Crazy Crockett up to?
Oh, she just cray-cray.
Yeah. She was on MSNBC, and Jasmine Crockett, the Democrat from Texas that we refer to as Crazy Crockett.
Oh, yeah.
Queen of the lefty frontier. She claimed that the American people were standing with Democratic lawmakers in the ongoing government shutdown. She thinks that, regardless of all the polls that have come out recently, and maybe she says, "I don't believe the polls." Okay.
Well, you just looked at one yesterday, showed like, what, 60% at least of most folks think it's the Schumer shutdown.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So. And she said, "I just talked to one of my Republican colleagues about 30 minutes ago because I was trying to find out if we're actually going to go back into session next week as my staff is trying to plan what's going on. But I can tell you, we actually discussed that Marjorie was flipping on this because it seems like everything that is important, this child ain't read the bill and has no idea what's going on."
That's a college graduate right there.
But she does it on purpose.
Yes, she does.
She is educated, and
yes, she is.
They've got audio of her speaking properly.
Mm-hmm.
She does it on purpose. It's her shtick. It's her thing. Anyway, she said, "I think that the Democrats are on the right side of history." Well, of course you would think that. That's why we refer to you as Crazy Crockett. Yep.
Duh.
But the U.S. Senate is getting stuff done, even if the government's closed down. U.S. Senate voted 51-47. I would imagine that's pretty much along party lines, maybe.
Yeah, good guess.
To confirm more than 100 of President Donald Trump's nominees on Tuesday during the seventh day of the shutdown. Among the batch of 107 Trump nominees were more than two dozen ambassadorial appointments, along with over a dozen United States attorneys. So there you go. This is in a statement. Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso, out of Wyoming, expressed that prior to the government shutdown, Senate Democrats shut down the Senate floor, which froze the confirmation process. So, taking advantage of a situation that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats created. That's good. That's what you have to do. Maybe it's out of the Democrat playbook. Never let a good crisis go to waste.
I think that sounds familiar. Yeah.
We will get back to that Chicago story. That is that the National Guard has arrived in Illinois. What's going to happen next?
Mm.
We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. It is 6:15. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy with the Bob Rose Show podcast. With every minute, every issue, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Another day in paradise. Friends, welcome to it. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check at 6:20 is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! Alzheimer's walk. It is coming up this Saturday. Gainesville residents join together for a walk to end Alzheimer's, the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research, obviously touching so many lives, directly or indirectly, pretty much everybody.
Oh, yeah.
The morning begins with a Promise Garden ceremony. Walkers will carry flowers of various colors, represent personal connection to the disease, and this is happening this Saturday. The event begins at 9 a.m., ceremony at 10, walk to immediately follow. Trinity United Methodist Church on Northwest 53rd Avenue is the place. For more information, go to alz.org, and then you click on Gainesville. alz.org.
All right. Good deal.
So, Governor Pritzker, you know, he's not a happy guy. He's the governor of Illinois.
Yeah.
What do we have?
He wants to be president, though, yeah, so there's that.
Yeah. Since he's been around, I don't know, they've had 6,200 murders in Chicago. Over the last decade, 6,200 murders in Chicago.
But there's nothing to see here. We don't need hell.
It's not violence.
You're just stirring up our people, yeah. Trump.
Yeah, yep. That's what Pritzker was basically saying, that Trump wants to stir it up so he can bring in more troops.
Wow.
He was on MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show. Governor Pritzker said that the Trump administration was normalizing the presence of the military in cities. Why would that be? Well, he answers that question. He said that would allow them to use these forces to confiscate ballot boxes and recount voters to alter unfavorable results of the 2026 midterm elections. Let's just take this apart a little bit, okay?
Okay, I'm getting a visual here already.
First of all, You're in Chicago, which is infamous worldwide for a level of corruption and election fixing going back literally decades and decades and then maybe a few more decades.
And, so and both governors and Chicago mayors known for being arrested and going to prison.
Yeah.
They get a reputation for that. They're so, proud of it. Yeah.
So the corruption runs rampant and deep.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I love this. How old is this Pritzker guy? Because, you know, what is he, like 115? You know, meep, meep, get that tin Lizzie out of the road, pal. I'm trying to cast a vote and drop it in the ballot box. What are we, 1942?
Oh, yeah,
a ballot box?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a little cardboard thing over there in the corner, yeah, a bunch of them. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. When's the last time you actually put something in a ballot box? Yeah, when you were in sixth grade.
Exactly.
Voting for class president. I think technologically, we did away with the ballot box, again, decades ago.
So Trump's going to sneak in with his people.
Yeah.
And grab these.
Grab the box.
These big.
Gonna grab the box
and you throw all in the trunk of you know limo one and sneak out with him.
What are you talking about? He's gonna throw it right in the back of a Model T.
Yeah, good point.
Meep meep.
Unreal. Unreal.
Hey, fellow, get out of the way. We have to fix this election.
Oh,
it is crazy.
These people.
Yeah. He said, Pritzker said, the broader goal, I believe, is a militarization of major American cities before the 2026 election. Let me be clear about what's going on the streets of Chicago. They have dressed ICE and CBP in fatigues, put them in military gear, including with automatic weapons, and had them marching up and down major streets in downtown Chicago. It's a signal that they're trying to send that it's okay to have troops on our street. That this would be a welcome thing for the people who live in Chicago. Nobody here welcomes it, by the way. I mean, literally, as they're walking down the street, people are yelling at them, and they think they can get people used to the idea.
Okay.
This guy is, he is over the top. And he is working so hard to be the candidate for the Democrat Party. That's how he sees himself. Of course, it's hard to relate because, I mean, it's the same party that pushed Joe Biden, you know, propped him up and ran him, and somehow they came out on top.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they won, whatever. And then they run Kamala, like, at the last-ditch effort.
Maybe they stole ballot boxes. I don't know. Could have happened.
Yeah.
Could have been. Yeah. Nobody could vote for Trump.
So Pritzker is all, you know, he is all upset. Well, you know, guess what? You've got the National Guard right now arriving in Illinois. So we'll see how that goes over. Have you caught this new kind of, I don't know if it's a phenomenon or whatever, but they call it subway surfing, and it's like a TikTok sensation. So the idiot kids have graduated from eating Tide Pods to now surfing on subways, which, you can imagine probably carries with it risk of death.
Remember they used to do this on trains?
Yes. It's exactly where, I guess, the concept came from.
Well, these are probably a little more convenient and not quite as tall.
The 12-year-old Brooklyn girl killed in a Brooklyn subway surfing incident had posted terrifying daredevil TikTok videos, including one where she lay on train tracks in the weeks leading up to her tragic death, according to the New York Post. The videos were revealed as young Zemfira Mukhtarov's mother said her preteen daughter was obsessed with pulling off the social media stunts despite her parents pleading and had snuck out in the middle of the night Saturday before she was killed. I was always working. I didn't know what she was doing, what time she was doing it, says the grieving mom. One time I see she's on top of the Williamsburg Bridge pretending to hold our city on her hand. You know how they do the photo thing. What is the deal with this? What can you do about it? when something catches on, like on TikTok, and it becomes the rage, so to speak. You know? And the more you tell, you know, that you can't do this,
absolutely.
This is illegal, we'll arrest you.
Yeah.
You know how that works. Mm-hmm. Teenage rebellion?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Is a shutdown going to continue? We'll get her thoughts on that and a whole lot more. And stupid things said by Joy Behar, so we won't run out of material anytime soon on that.
Show's off at 10, Bob. You'll have to put some off until tomorrow.
I'll squeeze it in quickly. Yeah. It is 6:28 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky on a happy Hump Day Trump Day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. Government still shut down. National Guard arrives in Illinois and tracking Tropical Storm Jerry. Some of the top things that we're looking at and sharing information with you this morning. Also, never miss a minute of the show. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Marion County Commission met yesterday. And you know what they came together and did?
What's that?
They're recognizing Tuesday, October 14th, as the official Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Right here in our community.
Nice.
Yep.
Huh.
It's an honor to celebrate a man who dedicated his life to faith, family, and freedom and civic engagement, inspiring so many of us to take a more active role in our communities. They also approved road dedication in his name, stretch of County Road 475, that's South Magnolia Avenue, from County Road 312 to Southwest 42nd Avenue, which connects three local schools. It's a meaningful way to ensure his legacy is remembered every day. Wow.
That's awesome.
That is.
I wonder if, you know, like maybe Alachua County and Gainesville will follow suit. I mean, because we've had now several cities and counties around the state kind of jumping on board there. I'm picking up a little sense of doubt.
You'll get a street named after a school board member before Charlie Kirk in Gainesville.
Yeah, racist one. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy for the people in Marion County.
That's awesome.
And I know they're happy, too, because, you know, the road, you know, named Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Is so much better than what they normally do. Mm-hmm. It would be, hey, it's Charlie Kirk Way Boulevard, Street.
I've never, I'm not from the area. I've just never understood that.
Well, they got into arguments. They're like, it's an avenue because it runs this way. No, it's a street. No, it's a boulevard. And they go, let's call it all of it. Street Avenue Boulevard. Oh, you're talking about Marion County, yeah?
Yeah. I've never understood why they do that.
I love Marion County. I love the people of Marion County. We love us some Carl Zalek and stuff.
The commish.
Yeah. But I think that's
good stuff.
That's a good move and the way they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah. There'll be blowback. There already is.
Oh, there always
is. Some people, I mean, writing in little op-eds and stuff. And
keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to find something to whine about, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right. So you got that going on.
What else going on? There's got to be something else. Oh, is the government still closed, Bob?
Let me check. Yes.
Okay.
Not only is the government shut down.
Yeah.
But there might not be an election, a midterm election.
Really?
According to this excellent news source.
Good sources. Okay, that means a lot.
Yeah. Joy Behar.
Oh.
Oops. Yeah, I guess I was being a little...
man, a little too soon there, Bob. Yes, man.
Joy Behar predicted President Donald Trump would use the National Guard to stop the next election.
But wait a minute. I thought Pritzker said he was going to steal all the ballot boxes anyway. So if you don't have any ballot boxes, you can't have an election.
Yeah. Pritzker says Trump's going to steal the next election by stealing the ballot box. Like it's just a box. Just run in, grab that box, and go.
Yeah. Sorry, people. You're being turned away. We have no ballot boxes.
But Behar is saying the National Guard is going to stop the next election. So they can't make up their mind. Okay. But they feel like the National Guard is going to be involved somehow. You know, that election's still a ways away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the National Guard will be there that long. I mean, they probably have enough work to do to keep them busy that long, but I don't think they'll be there that long.
Yeah.
Discussing the president's deployment of National Guard to cities, co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin said, this election came down to roughly three things, the cost of living, the border, and crime. But there is a right way and a wrong way to deal with crime in American cities. So Chicago is often pointed to. They had one weekend over the summer where there was something like 28 homicides. Yeah, one weekend. That's not right. But how do you historically deal with crime in American cities in a way that doesn't escalate violence?
So she's saying that those other weekends when there's only 11 or 12 or 15, that's okay. But, you know, the fact that the president reacted to, he's only reacting to one where there was 28.
Well, this is Alyssa Farah Griffin, who is closest to being almost reasonable.
But her point here is not.
Well, I think her point here is that we need to do something about crime in American cities.
Sure.
But in a way that doesn't escalate violence. In other words, she thinks the problem is the National Guard incites violence. Mm-hmm. It's not the bad people who are these paid protesters. No, don't worry about it. It's not their fault. They just went to work because the National Guard were there.
Yeah.
to incite and escalate violence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what these Antifa bozos and these other folks, that's what they do. Yeah. So she had it almost half right. Yeah. Which is pretty good for the View.
Well, yeah.
It's the closest they've come to being correct on something, maybe.
It won't happen again, don't worry.
Yeah, she'll be fired.
Yeah. Yeah. You were almost reasonable.
Yeah.
No, can't have that.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. A lot more to talk about. And Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we will speak with her at approximately 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky. Six 50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Good morning, welcome, and happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. As we track Tropical Storm Jerry. Hey, the other day I got to apologize. I said November 1st was the end of hurricane season. It's the end of November.
Oh man,
November 30th. I know. It seems like maybe it's climate change. They stretched it out.
Wow.
Tropical Storm Jerry, yep, the this disturbance number one, as it was called yesterday, has a name now. Oh. So Jerry is around. No, don't worry, Tom's not coming anytime soon. But Jerry's packing winds of 50 miles an hour and moving west-northwest at 23 miles an hour, and further formation is very, very possible. So we will keep an eye on it for you, and we thank Radiant Credit Union for bringing you this tropical weather update. It is still very far. I mean, it's you know, north of South America, and still has a long way to go.
That's not even yet.
Yeah, no, it's just entering sort of our picture, if you will. But we like to stay on top of these things and give you as early warning as possible. And there's no indication necessarily it's going to come our way, but we're going to make sure. And that's what we do on that. Coming up at 9:05, we're going to talk to our friend Ed Bilarski. He is the general manager and CEO of Gainesville Regional Utilities, GRU. And what is taking place with this local referendum, where basically the city of Gainesville, the city commissioners, through the years have done such a terrible job running that wonderful utility into the ground, that the governor had to come and basically, like, last-ditch effort, kind of rescue it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, appointed, a group that manages, the direction of GRU, and they're starting to dig out of debt. They're moving in the right direction. They're trying to keep rates as low as they can while also, you know, servicing that debt. And he'll get into it a little bit deeper, but they've got a referendum. The city commission wants to grab that power back. Ugh. Even though they have done anything. They haven't done anything to deserve that.
No.
And all the things that the city commission has done through the years has been to really degrade GRU.
And what's so frustrating with their campaign, they like to say, you know, keep GRU local, so vote yes. Well, you know, for a party, meaning the lefties, that like to use the word inclusion a lot, their idea of local means that, what, some 30% of GRU customers would have zero representation with the utility.
Yeah, 30% of GRU customers lies outside the city limits, so they are not even able to vote on this referendum. And the city council, they know that.
They know that.
But they don't care. It's a power grab. They've been scooping the profits off the top for many, many years, but at the same time making really bad decisions, mm-hmm. like the biomass plant that is cost the ratepayers an unbelievable amount of money. And Ed Bilarski and others seem to be working to try to right the ship, and that's a tall task.
They've lowered some electric rates, which is a good thing. So, yeah.
But this referendum is it's a very kind of sneaky, slimy thing. The language is sneaky and slimy,
yep.
And the way in which they're promoting it and pushing it is once again very shady and very slimy. It's not you know, be honest, tell the truth, and let people make a decision based on the facts. But they're putting out so much disinformation and lying, it is difficult to see through it. But we see through it, and we'll share that information. Ed Bilarski sees through it, and we'll have him on the show this morning at 9:05. Hopefully you won't miss it. But if you do for some reason, you know, the Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. So they were trying to work a deal to get the government open again. Did you hear about this? Yeah. And House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries basically shot it down. And the deal, wow, allegedly included a one-year extension of Obamacare subsidies, which the Democrats claim is their, you know, the hill they're willing to die on, so to speak. They want to continue that Obamacare stuff that also continues health care for illegals. And I don't know who was offering this deal, but I wasn't crazy about them being offered that deal, but they rejected it anyway.
Wow.
And that just goes to show you that it's about more than just getting their way temporarily. And it's funny that they've done nothing but, you know, push these CRs, never get a real budget, never get anything done the way they're supposed to. But this is unacceptable, just a one-year extension of the Affordable Care Act subsidies. Yeah, Hakeem Jeffries. He said Representative Jen Kiggins, a Republican from Virginia, is pushing legislation to extend enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits, which expire January 1, push them through the end of 2026. The proposal has bipartisan support. Some political observers view it as a launching pad for securing a deal to reopen the government. Jeffries, though, he has other ideas, saying a one-year extension is a non-starter. He emphasized that President Trump and the Republicans had adopted a permanent extension of tax cuts for the country's wealthiest people earlier in the year. With that in mind, he's demanding a similar permanent extension of the enhanced ACA subsidies, which overwhelmingly, according to him, help working class people. And say anything about the illegal aliens that show up in that statement from Hakeem Jeffries.
He forgot about that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Time.
Yeah. Yeah, the Democrats, in truth, kind of like oil and water.
They're not even in the same room. No, no.
Plenty more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a happy hump day, Trump day on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.